all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. Start at 9.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. If you become a prisoner of love, and even though the person says they're not into you, and you continually send them links to Barry White songs, that's all I need to know about you.
You got to back it up with Teddy Pendergrass. Who'd this happen to?
A Georgia woman became a prisoner of love when she was arrested on Friday for sending a harassing amount of emails to a cop.
Oh, boy.
Fell in love with a cop. Guy was like, nah, I'm not really into you. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Yeah.
And instead, she sent hundreds of
emails.
You
use the word ma'am just because it's a cop? Did you do that?
Right.
I'm sorry, ma'am. No,
right.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
Nothing but the business here, ma'am.
She sends so much Barry White. He's like, I'm like, I guess if you want to say I love you, you do it with some Barry White.
Yeah.
You're a prisoner of
That'd
love.
That'd be all right.
Despite being told not to send the emails anymore, she continued to do it. And the feelings were not mutual.
Even with the Barry White.
Even with the Barry White.
Maybe
that's all I need to know about you.
Chocolates and a nice dinner or something like that. Mm. Woo, girl.
Mm. Tried.
Millions of harassing emails.
Right.
One of the two.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're overcome by your passion, Anna Zapp.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes you just can't ignore. Christian, what do you got?
If you attack your neighbor with a machete named Kindness, that's all I need to know about
but
you.
What? Who named their machete? Who has a machete?
Oh, that's great.
Where did that happen?
A Florida man, because of course.
Well, you need a machete neighbors. In Florida, let's be honest, yeah. All right? For multiple reasons.
Alligators and such. Literally okay. Wanted to kill
I guess
his neighbors
be on the
with
list.
Kindness.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What's the worst name you can give your machete?
That is.
I don't know.
Do you think it's kindness? No, I think I'm
happiness.
No.
Kindness is hungry. Kindness needs to eat. I can see you trying to explain that
kindness
to authorities when they show up.
Needs to eat.
I love it.
He's
freaky.
In prison now.
Yeah. I love it.
All right,
if you leave a $1,000 package on the steps in like five boxes in a way that basically says to somebody driving by, come grab me without ringing the bell or knocking on the door or whatever, but every time you drop off a package of, let's say, deodorant or toothpaste that I bought from Amazon and you ring the bell, then that's all I need to know about you. What's going on here? I mean, these packages clearly look alluring. On the sides, they say things of products that people would want, electronics, stuff like that. But when I buy a three-pack of Degree, nobody's got an issue with that. Let me just... Even though the dogs go insane.
Sir, we need you to open the door.
Did it ever cross your mind they're doing it on purpose because they don't like you?
Oh, no. I totally believe they're doing it on purpose. Oh. 100%.
Right.
And to be fair, they can't win because when they knock on the door for a small package, I don't want them knocking on the door. But when you're dropping off a ton of stuff, like, come on, give a brother a heads up.
If you want to chime in too, give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. All you got to do is fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you.